B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Rachel, how can we help you, madam?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I need your help. Mm-hmm. So I met this really nice guy, Pete, and just as everything started opening back up after this, you know, everything's been settling, we went out a couple times and we had hit it off and I thought it was going really well. And now it's actually been like a month or two, closer to 2 months, and I haven't heard from him, and I have no idea what happened.
Okay, last time you guys hung out, what happened then?
I mean, like I said, things were going really well, we were vibing, like the conversation was great, and the only thing that I can really think of is I had mentioned to him that I maybe sort of had COVID, and...
Okay, then.
It wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, I had it. I self-quarantined. Like, it wasn't even that bad. But I think... And I went out with him, like, 2 weeks after that. So, I think I may have freaked him out a little bit. So... I haven't heard from him, and I just really would like to know.
Yeah, okay, well, at least, okay, I misunderstood it as you guys are out on the date, and you're like, by the way, I have COVID. So, okay, so you had it before, self-quarantine, and then after the 2 weeks, you went out with him.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I mean, I'm thinking he might have, like, cut bush and was like, no, this bitch still has it. I don't know. And honestly, it was sort of towards the end of the date to begin with. And he dropped me off, and then I never heard from him.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound that bad. All right. Well, you know what? We'll give him a call for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. We just spoke to Rachel. She said she was having some great dates with this guy, Pete, and then she dropped it on him. Actually, last time they hung out, that she had COVID before they went out the first time. She had it. She self-quarantined. 2 weeks later, when she was free and clear, is when she dated Pete. So you're saying that you think that might have freaked him up, but other than that, there's nothing else you think you did?
I mean, I really can't think of anything else.
Okay. No. You hang on the phone, and we shall call this gentleman and see if we can get you another date.
Hello?
Is this Pete?
Yeah.
Who is it? Pete, I'm sorry that we're waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9 Boston. It's the Get Up Crew. I can explain. Again, I'm sorry we're calling you so early, but I can explain why we're calling you. It's because somebody gave us your number, and they wanted us to call you on their behalf. It's a good reason, if you just let me, you know, give you the details.
All right. That's weird. Okay.
Okay, so we got your phone number from a girl that you know. She wants to take you out on a date, and she wants us to ask you for her. And if you say yes, I'm going to tell you her name. If you say yes, we'll even pay for whatever date you choose. So if you want to do something at your place or at her place, maybe a Zoom date where you're at your place and she's at her place, whatever, we'll send you food, we'll pay for it, and you just see if you hit it off. There's no trickeration, because I'm going to tell you her name.
Trickeration.
Trickeration. Okay. Mary J. Blige. So do you want to know her name?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll recognize her. Her name, she said you guys already went out a couple times. Her name's Rachel.
Man, I'm I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to pass.
You're gonna, okay, well, remember, this is a completely paid for date of your choice. And she said you guys already hung out a bunch of times and had fun, so
that, man. I'm good. I appreciate you, but I'm straight.
She thinks that you guys were hitting it off, and for you to not want to see her again for free makes me. What could she possibly have done that makes you like want to avoid her?
It's kind of a weird situation, man. So we've gone out a couple times, and it was going really nice, and we ended up going back to her place. You know, she lives in like, she's like, I have a basement apartment. So we, you know, I'm like, whatever, you know. Bro, I find out that she lives in the basement of a house that she shares with her ex-husband.
Oh.
Ooh, that's like interesting.
Yeah. Dude came down in a freaking robe. Like the things are like we're Netflix and chilling, and you know how that is and shit, but like he comes down in like a bathrobe, like, "Hi, I'm God." And like I was like,
"What?
Yes. Out of here.
Wait, Pete. Rachel's on the phone right now. She heard what you said.
Of course she is. What the
Get the out of here, you piece of
So because, really? Wait, hold on. I just want, so because her ex-husband is a nice guy, you don't want to see Rachel again?
Dude, it's so weird. First of all, I didn't know she lived with her ex-husband. She sees his ass every day. That's weird, man. I got an ex-wife. I barely talk to her.
God. Grow up, Pete. Like, that's perfectly normal. We run a business together, dude. And it just makes sense, you know? Like, as soon as our divorce and everything is finalized, like, it's going to be fine.
I don't want to tell you what you should talk about, but that's like one of those, everyone has like that weird thing where they're just like, you know what? Let me just tell you about this now because it's going to be weird if it just comes up out of nowhere. I think the fact that you live in your ex-husband's basement and that you guys are cool enough for him to come down in a robe while you're on a date with another man is one of those things.
Okay, so what? What are you saying? That you actually prefer for me to be living with some piece of shit who I don't talk to and he's just like this complete douchebag who ignores me and ignores us when he sees you? Like, that's what you prefer?
Yes, because that's how you act with an ex. That would have made me feel better. Then if I had walked in, you'd be like, "Sorry, he's such a loser." I would have been like, "Word, let's get it on, whatever." Well, like, how long have they been, like, how long have you guys been divorced that you are that comfortable?
I mean, we're almost divorced.
Oh, God. Like,
we're getting to it.
Boom.
Wait, there it was supposed to happen. And then, obviously, when the pandemic hit, I even told you that I had to self-quarantine. Like, it was during that whole time.
Bullshit. No.
Oh, God.
So is that no to another date, Pete?
Hell no, I'm good. I hope you and Todd live a long, happy life together, Rachel.
Oh, whatever.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah, loving your family a little. Loving your family is fine. Just loving them too much could mess up a date. And if you love them the way you're going to hear tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th, then your love life is screwed. Check it out at 720.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.